Welcome back, everybody. We are at the top of the hour, and I am so excited because we've been doing all season long remembrances of Mr. Rooney. And, of course, you know, every week we bring in somebody new, and we've already had Dan Rooney II this morning, and now we will bring in another esteemed guest, and that would be General Michael Hayden. General, how are you, sir?
I'm well, and thanks so much for giving me a chance to comment on such a wonderful man as Dan.
Yeah. Hey, and General, I just found out that you're a Northsider. I never knew that. How cool is that?
If you read his book, you would have known.
If I had a copy, I would have read it.
Lower Northside. You guys appreciate this. They tore down my boyhood home to build Three River Stadium.
Oh.
And since you guys were playing there, you know, we didn't feel bad. We were happy to move.
Boy, I'm honored when we played in your backyard, General Hayden. That's so cool.
You did.
Yeah. Now, General, first of all, you are a 4-star United States Air Force General, former director of the CIA, former director of National Security Agency, and the former director of National Intelligence. And with the JFK files coming out, I got to tell you, you're a man of your word. I asked you if there was a shooter on the grass. No, there's not. You were right. I'm wrong.
Yeah. You see, you guys trend towards these conspiracy theories.
General Hayden, I've been arguing with Wolf over this for years. When the Steelers played in the Super Bowl in Dallas, we did a show from the school book depository, and he was arguing with the curator because the curator said there was only one shooter, and he'd been there for like 40 years or whatever it was.
I bow to the general here. Yeah. He was right.
That's right. I mean, these guys are paying attention and talking the truth. That's good.
Now, General, I got to ask you, tell us about your earliest memories growing up Northside, Rooney clan, everything.
Yeah, so my grandfather and the Prez, Art, were boyhood friends down on the point. Mm-hmm. And so we went to the same parish, St. Peter's. My aunt, Pat, went to school with the twins, Dan's brothers. And so, you know, they were part of the neighborhood. And then in the sixth grade, I was going to St. Peter's, which was our parish in the Rooneys. And you guys know, it's still the case, Catholic grade school football is a big deal in Pittsburgh.
Right, right.
And, yes. You know, and everybody played. And I went out and tried out for the team and made it. And the coach was Dan Rooney. and my last 2 years, I was Dan's quarterback for the Catholic grade school league. I didn't have any kind of arm. And when my wife asked him once, so why'd you make him quarterback? He said, he's the only one who can remember the play.
General Hayden, you're just like the ambassador in many ways, just in hearing you speak over the years. And what is it about the North Side that the people that come out of the North Side have such a sense of humility?
You know, if you go to the South Side and you go up, I think it's the Monongahela Incline, you get to the top, the station on the top, there is an article there written by Ernie Powell, that kind of legendary wartime correspondent who was actually killed during the war. But Powell had visited Pittsburgh before the war, and he wrote an article about Pittsburgh, and he wrote about the hills and the steps. But there's a line in that article that I've taken to heart. He just said, this town just goes to work. Mm-hmm. And that's what I grew up with on the North Side. I mean, the value of work, that you had to go do something with your life. You had to create. No one owed you much. You just went to work. And you went to work for yourself and for your family. That's what I grew up with.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing is, and my oldest son and daughter-in-law and grandson live on the North Side. And there was a guy that was in Wolf and My Bible Study at our Lock and Arms thing that we do on the North Side. They could have lived anywhere. He wanted to retire somewhere, and he researched the entire country, and he picked the North Side. Think about that. I would have never expected that.
Right.
How do you respond to something like that?
Hey, no. All the people who kind of do this for a living and rate places to live, Pittsburgh's trending.
Yeah.
North Side's trending. Lawrenceville's trending. It is a great place for the folks you just described, but we're also finding a lot of young tech-oriented kinds of folks come to Pittsburgh because there's good work, good people, good food, good culture in terms of both sports and other things. I come back, you know, I've got season tickets. We drive back up. Occasionally I bring a friend or a relative, and they just get there and go, my goodness, I had no idea.
Yeah.
General, what was it like growing up before Three Rivers in the north side when, you know, it was just different?
Well, it was very different, very industrial. The one building that survives is the old Clark Candy building.
Right.
And that used to have a Clark bar on top of it that lit up at night. That actually lit my bedroom.
Wow.
Our house was so close. So it was very industrial, but you guys will appreciate this. You know, depending on the season, somebody just grabbed a football, a baseball, or a basketball, walked out on the street and started kicking it or bouncing it, and pretty soon you had enough to pick up sides. And, you know, and you go in the huddle and you tell one kid, go to the Oldsmobile and hook, you go to the Buick and cut left. I mean,
you're in the locker room with General Hayden. General Hayden, you know, one of the things that's been really cool over the years is seeing people in our military getting their pictures taken with the terrible towel. Flying an F-16 or in different. Where is the coolest place that you've gotten your picture taken with the terrible towel?
So I've got a towel picture at a combat helicopter base in Iraq. My most memorable spot of all that, though, was I got to see you guys play the Browns in a playoff game. Probably would have been in the early, maybe around 2000. It's all running together. I got to see you guys play in a playoff game against the Browns from the basement of the Marine House in Tirana, Albania. All right?
Wow.
Man.
Wow, you know, my people, you know, half my people come from Albania. I just, you know, my mom's side of the family.
All right.
Yeah. That you know, we had a bunch of guys in the Army call in our show on Monday mornings that I think it was the 316th. They were in Kuwait, and they would watch the game, and then they would call in and give us their analysis. So that was just such a blessing for us to hear their commentary, and there those guys be up all night watching the Steeler game. Yeah.
So when I was director of CIA, we used to my deputy and I, my deputy's from Eastern Ohio, he's a long suffering Browns fan, and and by the way, on Monday mornings I'd come in and say, do I have to say long-suffering, or is that just understood?
It's
when I say you're a Brown
fan? It's redundant.
Yeah. So we would have a lineup during the holidays, and we would be willing to, as long as the workforce came, we would shake hands and wish everyone a happy holiday, and they'd get their picture taken with the director, the deputy, and our spouses and them. And it went three or four hours. We got done one day, and my deputy, Steve Kappas, turned to me and says, I never knew we had so many Pittsburghers in the CIA. Because the people would just come up, shake your hand, and say, go Steelers.
Now, General, that's true all over the world, right? I mean, you're a man who's traveled everywhere.
It is. And, you know, and the sad part of that is you're talking about people coming back to Pittsburgh to live. When I left to go on active duty in 69, population of the city proper was almost 700,000. It's about half that now. So for about 20 years, we exported hardworking, talented people. That was our primary export. And so you've got people who grew up loving the Steelers just because of the circumstances of history at that time, who are now living all over the world, but they've not lost their love of Pittsburgh and their loyalty for the team. So in many instances, that's what you guys are seeing when you see all those tiles on the road.
Mm. Absolutely. In general, one of the things, too, we want to talk about, the thing that is amazing is the long-time affiliation of the Armed Forces and the Steelers. There's been a marriage there. Has there not been?
Oh, my. Yeah. You know, one of my assignments was Guam. I actually saw the Immaculate Reception on black and white replay 48 hours after the game while I was assigned on Guam. And I made a point, guys, while I was on Guam, I walked Invasion Beach, what the locals call Invasion Beach, where the Americans came ashore in 44. And I had a special purpose there because I knew that Dan Rooney's uncle had been killed coming ashore at Invasion Beach. And so the Rooney family and the team have had this connection with the armed forces. You know, when I was having a rough day, and you could probably tell I was having a rough day by what the newspapers were saying, Dan Rooney would call me. And Dan would just call and say, "Hey, Mike, how you doing?" And so there is this strong bond. You mentioned earlier this sense of service in the city, and I got to mention, you know, the successful teams in the NFL are the ones who establish this chemistry between their players, their organizations, and their cities. And I can't think of many other teams that better represent who their cities are than the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you guys know this. We only draft certain kinds of players, all right, who fit into the broader approach of team, organization, and city. And part of that, since, you know, Pittsburgh is such a patriotic military town, I mean, the Steelers, structurally, organizationally, personally, they're in the same place.
They are indeed.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, and it's really kind of been handed down from generation to generation. We get to do our show next week at the commissary.
Yes.
And to benefit an organization called Operation Homefront, and which has been, we've done it there for last couple of years anyways. It's
General, if you're in town, you're invited.
Yeah,
they got some great Boar's Head meats there too.
Yeah, if you're in town, come on, hang out with us, General. We'll have you on. It'd be great.
Absolutely. Now, General, I got to ask you, your book, Playing to the Edge: American Intelligence in the Age of Terror. How's that going?
It was on the New York Times bestseller list for about a month and a half. The Times actually named it one of the 100 most notable books of 2016. So, you know, for a former CIA director, St. Peter's quarterback, I'll take it.
Absolutely.
I think I'm as impressed with you being a quarterback at St. Peter's Catholic Elementary School as I am anything else. On the north side, that's very cool.
Well, what I tell audiences now, when you think of Dan Rooney and quarterbacks, think of Roethlisberger and Hayden.
Yeah, that's right.
Bradshaw, is he thrown in there somewhere?
Oh yeah.
Very good too. No, did you play at North Catholic too?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I actually played baseball at North Catholic. And you guys are talking about the North Side.
Yeah.
That's what everybody did. I mean, I mean sports were a really important part of our life, and having the Rooney family on the North Side, in the parish. You know, one thing Dan used to do is he would let all of his players into the game at Pitt Stadium way back in the day. You know, you got these kids from the North Side, 11, 12, 13 years old, getting in to watch the Steelers play way back when. And they're always very, very generous with the folks.
Well, General Hayden, you have honored us with your presence today.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for your recollections of Mr. Rooney and the North Side. And if you're in Pittsburgh next Friday, we're going to be at the commissary. Come hang out with us between 10 and 12.
Because now it's always going to be Roethlisberger, Hayden, and Bradshaw. Right. Now when we talk about
and Rooney. You better go to Mr.
Rooney.
Mr.
I'm sorry. Yes,
too.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Thank you, General.
Thank you, General.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless you, brother. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more stuff. He's Wolf, I'm Tunch, and you're in a locker room.